The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and the happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. All right, ready to kick it off here. Merlefest is back. You heard me right. Merlefest 2021 will be held September 16th through the 19th at its usual spot, the campus of Wilkes Community College in Wilkesboro. The huge music show was canceled last year because of COVID, and it's moving to September this year, also because of COVID. Merlefest is usually held the last weekend of April. It'll move back to that usual spot next year, the last weekend of April. No artists have been announced for this year's festival, but that will change June 10th. Starting at 7 Eastern time that night, the festival will announce its full lineup, and tickets will officially go on sale. The festival has also announced that it will be accepting entries for the Chris Austin Songwriting Contest through June 15th. All entries will cost $30, but net proceeds from the contest support the Wilkes Community College Chris Austin Memorial Scholarship. Now, if you're planning on going to Merlefest, there are some rules and just some items to be aware of. Parking is free. No alcohol, smoking, vaping, or drug use. No personal tents, canopies, or chairs that block the view for others. No pets except for ADA-approved service animals. Large umbrellas are not permitted, including beach and patio umbrellas. They, too, are a no-no. There are 13 stages of music. There's a Merlefest app that'll help you with your planning for that weekend. And Merlefest is held rain or shine. For more information, you can check out their website, merlefest.org. That's Merlefest 2021 being held the weekend of September 16th through the 19th. All right, in some entertainment news, another television reboot of sorts. The cast of ER will reunite for a special Earth Day episode for the Waterkeeper Alliance. It's part of Stars in the House. The stars, including George Clooney, are getting together to reminisce about their time at Chicago's County General Hospital. The reunion will stream April 22nd, starting at 8, and here's where you can catch it. Lots of places. People Magazine's official Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube channels, as well as People TV's Facebook and Twitter sites, on the Stars in the House YouTube channel, and at starsinthehouse.com. By the way, you'll be able to ask questions live and donate to the Waterkeeper Alliance. A couple of big names in the music industry teamed up for a pandemic anthem. Mick Jagger, that's all you have to say, actually, but he's from the Rolling Stones. And Dave Grohl, frontman for the Foo Fighters, got together for a hard rock pandemic anthem called Easy Sleazy. Jagger says he wrote the song about coming out of lockdown with some much-needed optimism. The duo recorded the song and video in different studio locations, Jagger at home, Grohl in the Foo Fighters studio, and the lyrics mention, among other things, prison walls, virtual premieres, numbers that are grim, and Zoom calls. Jagger complains, "I've got nothing left to wear." The song also name-checks Bill Gates, lampoons conspiracy theories and those who deny climate change, and gleefully reveals there are aliens in the deep state. But there seems to be hope. Jagger looks ahead and sees a garden of earthly delights when vaccines are administered and lockdowns end. Another dinosaur show will be roaring through Raleigh later this year. Tickets are already on sale. Dino Stroll Raleigh will take place from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on August 28th and 29th at the Raleigh Convention Center. Here's a description from show organizers. Raleigh Convention Center will be transformed into the Mesozoic era with prehistoric dinosaurs throughout. During this dinosaur adventure, guests get up close and personal with almost 75 lifelike creatures, reptiles, and life-sized dinosaurs, with some standing more than 25 feet tall and spanning over 60 feet long, including a T-Rex. Tickets are $17. Check the Facebook event page for details, including tickets. This, of course, is the second dinosaur show to stop in Raleigh in the last few months. Dino Safari was at the NC State Fairgrounds in February. Got a couple of outdoor movie screenings to talk about. The Candid Yams Kickback Movie Experience is back with a curated black movie series at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. The series is a partnership with Beats and Bars Festival and Candid Yams Kickback. The screenings will be held, the screenings were held last year as well. The schedule starts with The Black Panther on April 30th, Remember the Titans May 28th, June 17th it's Loving, and June 25th it's Creed 2. All the movies are PG-13 except for Remember the Titans. It's rated PG. All guests will be required to wear masks and socially distance while sitting in the stadium seats. No field access is available. No outside food or drink is allowed. Concessions will be open and food trucks will be on site. The cost is $10 per person, and kids under 10 get in free. Also, the town of Garner is hosting a couple of outdoor screenings. Carpool Cinema will screen Jumanji, The Next Level, May 14th at Lake Benson Park. The other screening is The Black Panther. That'll be screened June 11th. Tickets are free, but you have to pre-register because spaces are limited. More information available by visiting Garner's website events page. Durham is postponing its annual large arts festival until 2022. Centerfest, which usually attracts more than 30,000 people to downtown Durham, will be held September 17 and 18 next year. Organizers cited Governor Roy Cooper's guidance of avoiding large crowds, both indoors and out, even as people get vaccinated against the virus. The event is the longest-running outdoor streets art festival in North Carolina. It supports local artists and offers visitors shopping, music, dancing, family activities, and, of course, food. The huge crowds are wonderful, and we look forward to relaunching the festival next year when we can all safely gather again. That from Durham Arts Council Executive Director Sherry DeVries. All right, schedule at Red Hat Amphitheater is abbreviated for now. The first concert of the year is Primus. It's set to perform June 23rd. July dates include Jamie Johnson, Bare Naked Ladies, Megadeth and Lamb of God, and Lindsey Stirling. The current schedule for August, Lewis the Child, David Gray, Blackberry Smoke, and the Goo Goo Dolls. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, Saturday, June 26th, Backstreet Boys. Friday, July 2nd, the Black Crowes. Saturday, July 10th, Thomas Rhett and Cole Swindell. Let me go back a moment here. Tedeschi Trucks Band was scheduled for Friday, July 9th. They've moved their concert to next year. So, Saturday, July 17th, Kids Bop Live. Friday, July 23rd, Dave Matthews Band. Saturday, July 24th, Luke Bryan and Kaylee Hammack. Tuesday, July 27th, the Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald. Saturday, July 31st, Matchbox 20 and the Wallflowers. Friday, August 13th, Chris Stapleton, L. King, and Kendall Marvel. Sunday, August 22nd, at Coastal Credit Union Music Park, Alanis Morissette, Garbage, and Liz Phair. Saturday, August 28th, it's Kiss. Wednesday, September 15th, Maroon 5. And Friday, October 1st, Brooks and Dunn. All right, checking out a few of the laughs here in the area. Raleigh Improv in Cary. The phone number is 919-589-8558. Thursday through Sunday, April 22nd through the 25th, Tommy Davidson. From stand-up comedy and acting to versatile music accomplishments, which have all earned him a reputation as an extraordinary performer, best known as one of the stars of the hit television show In Living Color. Thursday through Saturday, April 29th through May 1st, Whitney Cummings. Comedian, actor, writer, producer, and director best describes Whitney. She's best known for creating and starring in the NBC series Whitney. She also helped write the Emmy-nominated CBS comedy series Two Broke Girls. Sunday and Monday, May 2nd and 3rd at Raleigh Improv, the Tammy Tour, one trailer park at a time. Chelsea Lynn is a comedian, actress, and internet personality extraordinaire. She started building a fan base in 2014 when her sketches featured her alter ego, Trailer Trash Tammy. Friday through Sunday, May 7th through the 9th, Gary Owen. Gary has been entertaining America for more than a decade with his side-splitting comedy, having performed to sold-out audiences in all the major comedy clubs and theaters across the country. Thursday through Saturday, May 13th through the 15th, Steve Byrne. Steve has risen through the ranks of the comedy world to become one of the industry's most innovative and sought-after performers. He has evolved throughout the years into an extremely versatile entertainer who delivers on a day-to-day basis. Hailing from Pittsburgh, PA, Steve was born to a Korean mother and an Irish father. He was the star and creator of Sullivan and Son, a half-hour comedy on TBS. Sunday, May 16th, The Christie Show. Christine Porter, also known as The Christie Show, is an entertainer who loves to act, sing, rap, and dance. In 2013, she decided to give stand-up a try. And in 2016, she decided to start making improv videos of online characters. 6 months later, her character, Ms. Shirlene, went viral, and she started traveling the country as Ms. Shirlene. Friday and Saturday, May 21 and 22, Jess Hilarious, launching her own comedy tour in the summer of 2017, Jess has been taking the country by storm as a headliner and continues to sell out comedy venues throughout the country. Jess accredits her work ethic to her parents, who operate their own business. Her drive and determination was instilled in her from helping run the family business at a young age. Friday through Sunday, May 28th through the 30th, Little Duval, Roland Powell proclaimed himself Little Duval. Some comedians work at making people laugh, others just do. Born with the gift to make people laugh, Little Duval explains that for him, comedy was a natural thing, or is a natural thing. All right, switching to Goodnight's Comedy Club in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-828-5233. The lineup, Thursday through Sunday, April 22nd through the 25th, it's Earthquake. Known lovingly by his fans as just plain old Quake, he's been dishing out his unique delivery and bankable common sense rhetoric across the comedy club circuit since the early 90s. Sunday, April 25th, it's Anthony Rodia. A first-generation Italian, Anthony has always had a way of turning any situation into comedy. Using social media as his platform, Anthony has exploded onto the comedy scene out of nowhere, making quite a name for himself. Thursday through Saturday, April 29th through May 1st, it's Corinne Fisher. Corinne is a stand-up comedian, writer, and actor. She first made a splash with her debut one-woman show, Corinne Fisher, I Stalk You, which had a run at the People's Improv Theater and was featured in Time Out New York. Thursday through Saturday, May 6th through the 8th, it's Chris Porter. Chris is best known as a finalist on Season 4 of NBC's Last Comic Standing, and for his one-hour special, Ugly and Angry, which was one of Netflix's top-rated specials for 3 years. Thursday through Saturday, May 13th through the 15th, Chappelle Lacey, a diehard punk rocker and former award-winning competitive cheerleader, Chappelle found ways to express himself and own his individuality at an early age. Chappelle was cheerleading competitively for the University of Louisville when someone dared him to take the stage as a comedian, and he never looked back. Thursday through Saturday, May 20th through the 22nd, Tom Papa. With more than 20 years as a stand-up comedian, Tom is one of the top comedic voices in the country, finding success in film, TV, radio, live stage, and podcasts. Sunday, May 23rd at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Stone Cold and the Jackal. Steve Burton and Bradford Anderson play the roles of Jason Morgan and Damian Spinelli on ABC's soap opera, General Hospital. In addition to their successful podcast, That's Awesome, Steve and Bradford are touring all over the country to the delight of General Hospital fans everywhere. Tuesday, May 25th, Rocky Dale Davis. Rocky is a nationally touring comedian who has appeared on NBC's Bring the Funny, E's Dating No Filter, and MTV's Greatest Party Stories. And finally, Thursday through Sunday, May 27th through the 30th, Damon Wayans Jr., an American actor, comedian, and writer. Damon is, of course, part of the comedy royalty, the Wayans family, widely known for his character Coach on New Girl and as the character of Brad Williams in the ABC sitcom Happy Endings. Please note, all shows are 18+. Okay, PNC Arena, Sunday, May 9th, in real life comedy tour with Mike Epps and others. There are two shows, one at 3, the other at 7:30. Friday, July 11th, the Dude Perfect 2021 tour. Wednesday, August 4th, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa Dream, the tour. Wednesday, August 18th, Michael Bublé. Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11, it is Luke Combs. And finally, Tuesday, October 12th, Harry Styles, Love on Tour 2020. We talked earlier about dinosaurs. Of course, you can experience an exhibit that will transport you 67 million years into the past. You have a front row seat for research that scientists and dinosaur enthusiasts will be talking about for decades. The North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences welcomes the Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit, scheduled to open next year. It all started some 67 million years ago, you know, just back around the corner. A T-Rex and a Triceratops died and were rapidly buried together in a single grave, preserving their bones and tissues, allowing for complete fossilizations. Their bodies turned to skeletons and then fossils. It's incredibly rare for even one complete articulated skeleton to be preserved, let alone two together. For both those or these iconic specimens to be preserved intact for 67 million years is the rarest of the rare. The North Carolina Railway Museum, home of New Hope Valley Railway, is open. Check the railway's website for details on times and tickets. The web address is triangletrain.com. Of course, COVID restrictions are in place regarding safety measures that will remain this year until further notice. Check out the important ride information on the railway's Plan Your Visit webpage to make your trip comfortable and memorable. Again, the web address, triangletrain.com. Coming up at the Clayton Center this month, Eric Strickland, April 21st, and there are two events to talk about at the Clayton Center. Both are streamed live on YouTube Wednesday evening starting at 7. And, of course, the one I talked about, April 21st, Eric Strickland. He's a singer-songwriter of traditional country and bluegrass music. He was born and raised in Four Oaks. April 28th, it's the Ron Baxter Collective. Raleigh native, saxophonist, and composer, Ron is a constant presence on the Triangle music scene. His performance ability has led to a national and international concert tour, including tours in Europe and South America. Garner Performing Arts Center. That's, of course, on West Garner Road. The phone number, 919-661-4602. While you can't go to the Garner Performing Arts Center, it's coming to you. They will continue their home series where they offer a free live stream performance featuring some of the best in local, regional, and national talent. All performances are on Thursday evenings starting at 7. May 6th, it's Mambo Dynamico. This group has been spreading the love for salsa and mambo dancing in North Carolina since 2002. Since its foundation, the company's main objective has been to welcome people from all cultures into the world of Afro-Latin dance. May 20th, it's Alex Preston, 23-year-old singer and songwriter from New Hampshire, who has been involved in music since he was 4 years old. He plays over 12 instruments, ranging from the guitar to the violin, and he writes his own music. June 3rd, To Die For. It's a country rock pop band founded by brothers Landon and Aubrey Dye from Fuquay Barrina. Finally, June 17th, it's Nito. Based out of Raleigh-Durham, Carolina Music Award nominee, they've spent the last 2.5 years crafting their own original sound and honing their skill set. Coming up next, the lineup at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, if you happen to be over that way. Tuesday, August 3rd is their first concert, JoJo Siwa, Dream the Tour. August 13th, Alabama, 50th anniversary tour, which was supposed to occur last year. Tuesday, August 17th, Michael Bublé. Saturday, September 24th, the Laugh Tour hosted by Martin Lawrence. October 27th, Gold Over America Tour, and it stars Simone Biles. December 4th, it's Kane Brown. And then into next year, in February, The Weeknd, the After Hours Tour. Reminder of three concerts coming up at the Bank of America Stadium. Thursday, June 24th, Motley Crue and Def Leppard with Poison. Let me say that again. Motley Crue, Def Leppard with Poison. Saturday, September 25th, Garth Brooks, the Dive Bar Stadium Tour. And Saturday, April 23rd, next year, Billy Joel. Okay, and at the Greensboro Coliseum, Saturday, June 12th, Mike Epps in Real Life Comedy Tour. Later in the year, Justin Bieber, July 29th, Jim Gaffigan, August 16th. Kane Brown, September 3rd. Dan and Shay, The Arena Tour, September 18th. And Maluma on October 3rd. October 28th, it's For King and Country. And December 18th, it's Eric Church. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions? Call us. 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.